We first sang this song. And God said, in this rain, there's healing, there's peace, there's love, there's joy. Everything we need is in this rain. Well, I prayed before God and didn't look like it worked. Yeah, it works. His word works. We may not know how to work the word just perfect, but God's word works. It will not return void. It will accomplish what is set forth to do. And the main things in our life is we cannot be moved by symptoms. We got to stand on the word. We got to feed the word in us. And I'm telling you, it will work. It will work. So today, if you're hurting and you need peace, you need love, you need joy, God said the river's flowing. The river is flowing here today. The river is, it's not just knee deep. It is flowing enough that you can get in it and swim and really get real wet. Real wet. And you know the thing about it, when we get in water and we want to dry off, we can dry off. We can become dry again. And you know what? Our spirit's the same way. We can get filled up to the top and rejoicing and praising God. But I'll assure you, if you don't stay in that word and feed that spirit, it's going to dry too. And God said today, there's special water here to pour out on you. Well, I don't see water. Let me tell you, we're blessed to believe things we can't see. They're subject to change. So if you need a touch from God today, I'm telling it's God. Oh, let it rain, Father. God, I receive it. Oh, God, wet me from my head to my toes, Father. In the mighty Jesus, name of Jesus, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up, God, to overflowing. Push all that's junk, God. Amen. Push it out Amen. Of us in the name Amen. Of Jesus. Amen. Let yes, us walk, Lord. God, that people yes. will see, boy, I want what Thank they got. You, they may Thank not know you. That it's the water of the Holy Thank Ghost, you. But they'll desire what you got.
Yes, yes,
they will desire what you got. Oh, we praise you, Father, that you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are overflowing with water. The Holy Ghost water. It's going to flow wonder from the top of your head to the soles of your feet that your own family will say, I've got to have what she's got. I've got to have what she got. I've got to have what she's got. I know what it is and I surrender all. I surrender all. You know, the word for 2024 was fill in the blank. So we fill in the blank. First of all, for our family. We're promised our family. We're promised our household. And we fill in those blanks for that. That people will come back to that first love like never before. That they'll desire the word like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jan. What I prayed for you a while ago about that. In the name of Jesus, it's done. It's done. Oh, let the water run. Let the water flow in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. Man and Jeff, y'all haven't seen anything yet. Y'all been faithful to do what God's called you to do. And I'm telling you, he knows your heart. You love those cars, but it ain't nothing like you love people and love God. And he said, listen, my son, I have ordained you for this time. I've ordained you, Amanda. And I'm telling you, the sky is the limit. Heart's desires. Heart's desires. Heart's desires.
Let it rain.
Thank you, Father. We thank you.
Oh, it's raining. It's raining. It's raining. Let it rain.
Oh, let it rain. 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 God says, my daughter, I've seen the times that you sat and prayed and studied. Prayed in the Holy Ghost and maybe had some wine and maybe some questions that you needed answered. God said, by faith, I've heard every one of them. And he said, you begin to rejoice and thank me for it. Because I've heard ever want. I've heard it.
Not something, well, I hope it works. No, it's going to work. God does not lie. God cannot fail. He said, for we're to lay hands on sick, and they shall recover. He says to pray the prayer of faith, and they shall be healed. So come today to the fountain of God. Let's pray the prayer of agreement. Let's pray and lay hands on and watch God do miracles. He's already done miracles.
Let it run.
There's someone here today that has pressure in their head. I don't know what causes that, but if that's you, come on down. It's okay. Sometimes we all got pressure. But praise God, God wants to heal that. There's one right there. There's another one. Is that right? And if you have a thyroid problem, the Holy Spirit is showing things that He knows. He's got your number. He wants you to be well. So, spend 4 or 5 hours going here and there and going there. Let's come on down. Let God touch you today. Come in faith, fully expecting and believing that something good is going to happen. Amen. Let's sit together. Something good is happening. He's healing. He's blessing. The joy of the Lord. That's another thing. If you have lost your joy, come on down here. I'm telling you, get your joy back. Now, you're going to have to put something into it.
Yeah.
It's raining.
You're going to have to lift a finger and do something. But get your joy back. Get your joy back.
Yeah.
Joy of the Lord is your strength. If you lose your strength, the devil steals all your goods. Don't let him run roughshod over you and your family. Get it back. Get the joy back. Joy of the Lord is your strength. The Spirit of the living God lives in you. You know why God's got joy? Because He knows ain't nobody, no thing, no nothing can overtake Him. He is Creator of all. And His Spirit is what's in you. Receive that today. Glory to God.
You know, when it rains a lot of times, it thunders, it lightens, the wind blows. God said it's time to rebuke some stuff in your mess, in your life. That is like a thunderstorm. He said, rebuke it and take authority over it. Rebuke it and take authority over it. Cause that storm to settle down. And let the sun shine the next day or the next hour or the next minute. But peace will come. Oh, peace will come. I'm speaking to myself. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit. How many of us have gone to the door before when a storm and they said it was coming our way and opened the door and rebuked that storm and saw it lift up or go to the north or go to the side, but it got out of our way. It got out of our way. I'm telling you, God is saying this today. Rebuke that mess and line up with the Word of God, and it has to flee in the name of Jesus. You know, I may not be saying this, but I need to hear it. I need to hear it. I need to hear it. We thank you. Russia ha 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 ta kore she te he ta komo ta ha ta mori. Yebo shio to da da boko ha 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 ta. Oh te ke he he te ke. Oh oh ho. Oh yeah. Oh ho ha 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 ha. Yeah. Oh to ko ko ta ta ha ba shan da de ebro to ko ma. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha shio to ta. Yeah te ke he he. Oh to ka na ma shio da da. Yeah. We thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. By your stripes, Suzanne Milstead is totally healed. There's no weapon that can form against her that can prosper. She's the head, not the tail. She can't go under for going over. Oh, we thank you, God. Your word works. It will not return void. Healing. 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 Healing.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing for you.
Heal. Heal. Heal.
Lord,
heal. Thank you, Father.
Immerse her
in
your spirit of joy, your spirit of truth, your spirit of righteousness, your spirit of goodness, your spirit of power, your spirit of love, your spirit of faith. Baptize her afresh in the Holy Ghost. Give her joy back. Satan, this is God's property. You've arrayed all kind of stuff. You've talked a lot, devil, but talk is cheap when it comes to the name of Jesus. You got to go from her. You got to go from Eric. You got to go from this family now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus on the property they live on. Everywhere they go, every step they take belongs to God and belongs to them. Praise God. Get that victory back in you. You are something special on this earth. Glory to God. The devil's stolen it out. We bind the spirit of infirmity and lack and weakness in the name of Jesus. Go from this property and this family now. In Jesus' name. You got your joy back, Dana. You got your joy back. I got your joy back. When you leave here today, you'll be singing, I got my joy back. Because you're going to have to put some effort into it as well. But once you do, you'll break through just like that. You got your joy back. Everything's going to be all right. God's got a future for you. He's got a plan for you. Everything's going to be fine in Jesus' name. These little feet are going to dance. Glory be to God. Those little hands are going to clap. And you're going to get the job of your dreams. Why not? Why not? God loves you. He died for you. He can get you a job. The one that He wants you to have, the one that you want to have. Will you work in peace and accomplish things and have growth and promotion in Jesus' mighty name? You are special. Eric is special. Make a decision to be special in Jesus' name. Gunner as well. Double dip for Gunner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She does. I was just fixing to do that. All right, guys. Jesus' name. There she goes. Glory to God.
It's raining.
Hallelujah.
It's raining.
Praise God. Praise God, everybody. Praise God, everybody. Everybody happy? Better smile. If you don't smile, I'm going to pray for you. We're glad to have our visitors here today. All of that, everybody's here. God is doing tremendous things, y'all.
Thank you.
This is not just something we do every Sunday. This is the power of God. Experience it. Experience it.
Thank you.
Glory
Jesus.
Be to God forever and forever.
Thank you, God.
Forever and forever. Y'all got anything you want to say?
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you feel like I do? Do you feel like you do? Have something? You kind of do. I think you kind of do too. Amen.
Thank you.
Here we go. Hallelujah.
All I could think about when Miss Ann was talking about the storms and things is just recently we had tornadoes in our city. And we have a business and a home both in our city and within 3 miles apart. And the tornado came straight down like it was in the path of our business, and it went around and hit the building next to us and behind, destroyed everything behind us. And when I say, I mean right behind us, like it busted one window out of one customer's car and that's it. And then it came up and it was heading to our house and it turned and went another direction. And Jeff was at the house, and we were at a restaurant, and it should have hit us both places, honestly. I mean, both places should have been destroyed, but I knew we were covered. Jeff stayed in the garage like an idiot. he was working on a car, but I guess he has more faith than me because I was in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom at a restaurant, but I saw it coming, and I wasn't worried. I mean, it's really shocking because I'm kind of afraid of tornadoes, but right. I wasn't worried, and as soon as it went through, Jeff went to check on the shop, and he said, you know, we're all good. So, yes, I mean, you need to get in the flow of the rain and everything, but when the storms come, if you're already prepared,
right.
Amen.
With your heart, I mean, you don't have to, oh, Lord, just please don't hit my house. Like, you don't have to beg because you already know you have a peace.
Exactly.
That it's already taken care
exactly.
of.
Exactly. You have a covenant.
Yes. And, I mean, I stood outside and watched it for the longest time. I mean, me and Stacy, my sister, was just watching it, and we're like, there it is. It's right there. I'm like, you know, it's at the shop. And I was like, we're okay. And now we still went in the bathroom because God gives us wisdom.
Absolutely.
But it didn't even get near us, but where we were at the restaurant. But anyway, you just need to stand on the word that you've been taught. I mean, if it was not for this church. I said, I love this church. Y'all have no idea
what you
have here.
Thank you.
I have a wonderful church in Nashville, and we plugged in, and we do yeah. so much, but it's big,
yeah.
and even though it's very homey and you know and things like that, you just don't know the relationship you have when you can just text all the people, and I mean everybody in the church, everybody knows everybody, and
yeah.
and all that, and it's just wonderful, and I miss so much being. Brother Jimmy's right hand man. I tell everybody. I tell
Brother
everybody.
Jim misses too.
I know. I tell everybody. You have no idea, like how much you miss, like doing things and get organizing things and all the chaos of all of it until you don't have it you know, y'all stand by his side. He's amazing and I have to advocate for the kids like. Y'all bring the kids, bring them in, and get them plugged
in,
and get them under the word. I mean, I can't tell you how many Sundays I was in here, and all the kids were just sitting up here with me, and I'm still a part of the kids ministry. I'm over the praise and worship of our kids ministry, but it's not the same. It is not the same, and I don't get to just say, Brother Jimmy, we're taking them to the water park. I mean, you don't get to do that in big places.
Right.
So, take advantage of right. having this small, intimate setting and being able to just come up to the front any time. And not that we can't do that. I'm not saying
right.
that, but it is a different thing when you're on TV and you have you know things that you have to do in order to make. Other
right.
things happen. Anyway, right. I'm just rambling, but
no, you're doing good.
Y'all give Brother Jimmy a hand clap. I just love him so much. I miss him.
Amen. Just say amen.
Amen.
All right. Ditto. Amen. Well, you may all be seated, and are we offering time? Let's get some light up here on the subject. Glory be to God. I am not the subject. He's the subject, okay? God's done some great, great things. But Amanda and Jeff, we're so proud of them. They had a dream, y'all. Are y'all listening? This young couple had a dream. They got things lined up together. We had a Dave Ramsey class. They took hold of it. They made a decision. They got their finances in order, continued to do that, moved to Nashville, went to school. Jeff did the mechanic school and came out of there, blessed, excelled. They got their own shop, been there for years, and they are living a life of abundance. They got two beautiful daughters that are now grown, like mine almost. Lily, we're still working on Lila, but she's not far away. But what Amanda was saying, it's awkward for me to say, and you probably wouldn't receive it as well, but it's true.
It came out earlier today. Take advantage of your church. Give it everything you got. Because that is your family. And that is what gets you. That's your connection. That's your strength. That's your support. People, I can't come to church. I don't come to church. And then they get in hard times and there's nobody there to help. Well, we don't even know about it. If you come to church, you're going to get blessed. Amen? We work together. And God supplies every joint. But if you got a whack in the body, you can't get supplied. So it's a very serious time in the history of God, all history. We'll never be here again. Jesus is coming soon. But until he does, we need help, don't we? Well, help is in your church. Help is in God. And we all are depending on him. And he's well able to take care of us and meet every need we have. Amen. So listen to these two youngsters here who went off and did well. And I know for sure that they give God all the praise and all the credit for it. Amen? Praise God. We love you guys. You always have a seat here, you know. Okay. Offering time. Let's welcome our offer receiver. Amen. She does a great job.
The heat's on him. He shocked me.
Amen.
You know, the word says in Ephesians 3:20 that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever even ask or think. And then I thought about this scripture, and it's Mark 11:23-24. It says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, are you a whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. You know, when we pray over the offering and over the tithes, I oftentimes make declarations, and I declare the word of God over us. And so, and from time to time, I'll have people to come up to me and say, man, that worked, and you just can't believe what's done happened to me. So, T, will you come and tell what's happened to you?
He keeps going. Speed of the camera. Good morning. I have a great, great, awesome church family. Amen. 1 year ago, I was without a job. I was just out of the hospital with surgery on my foot. Couldn't get a job because they wouldn't release me. My wife told me during that time, she said, I see you in a leadership position. I thought she done lost her mind. But anyway, July, I was back in the hospital with a severe kidney infection. They're just trying to keep it out of my bloodstream. November, she has a wreck. Totaled out 2012 Toyota Highlander. But God is still on the throne. But God will watch over each and every one of you. Every Sunday, that young lady out there gets up here and preaches about offerings, tithes and offerings. You cannot plant a seed and not expect a harvest. Because if you ain't expecting a harvest, what you planting the seed for? We plant seeds. I'm talking about the whole church now. We plant seeds not only here, which is in fertile ground, but the church also plants seeds in other ministries too. In other words, we're helping them too. Okay. January comes around. Well, my son, he gets on this thing, a computer thing, looking up that book thing about the value of her vehicle. Because, you know, it was paid for, whatever, okay. He give us a figure. January come around, the insurance sends us a check for double that amount. January the 29th come around, we took that money and went and paid our house off. February of last year, I started at Goodyear, nighttime position. September comes around, I am the boss man over the yard. 8 months. Well, she said, prophesied, come to pass. I said, God is still on the throne.
Amen.
Plant your seeds, expect the harvest.
Amen.
Because harvest is coming. The veil has been rent from top to bottom. We can go boldly before the throne of God. That's scripture. He said we can come boldly. What do you need? It can come financially, spiritually, physically. What do you need? Plant your seed.
Amen.
Jay says, if you got a need, plant a seed. Plant your seeds. But we got a house, smells a whole lot better.
I tell you what, you can't outgive God. I don't care how much you try. Woo, he goes, he can do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever even ask or think. Lord Jesus, we just love you. We just praise you, God. We just thank you for that testimony. We thank you, God. We give you the glory and honor. We thank you, God, that we declare and we decree that other houses are paid off in here. We thank you, Lord God, credit cards are paid off in here. We thank you that debt is paid off. I thank you, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the country. We're blessed going in and we're blessed coming out. I thank you, Father God, that the glory of God is on this church, upon our people. We thank you, God, that the seed becomes much. We thank you, Lord, there's increase on this house. We have increased the more and the more, us and our children, that the blessing of the Lord is on us, Lord. Wealth and riches are in our house. We have increased the more and the more. Lord, we just thank you that the glory of finance, we just send forth our financial angels and we command them to bring in the money to pay us out of debt. We thank you, Father God, that we have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God concerning finances. And I thank you, the anointing is on us to make money. And I thank you, Father God, that we are under the blessing. And that's all because of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, now come and give in faith.
Amen. Amen.
Expecting great things.
just sing us along with her. Expect great things to happen in your life.
In my life.
Hallelujah.
In my life, you do great things.
You do great things.
In my home.
In my home.
You do great things.
You do great things.
All around.
All around.
Doing great.
God will, that's Joel chapter 2, verse 21. God says, I will do great things. God is still God. He cannot lie. He loves you. And He's going to do great things in your life. Right, T? Tina? Tina, you're alive. Glory be to God. This room has been full of miracles for 30 years, 40 years. Almost 44, going on 44. I started preaching when I was 12. Plus about 20. Woo, it's good. God's good. Amen. You got your Bibles today? Let's hold them up and wave them around. Say, this is my Bible. I am. Well, it says I am. I refuse to be anything less. I'm blessed. I'm expecting great things. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. God told me that. And He can keep His word. And I believe Him. Amen. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if you'll begin reading that and look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, you'll understand that when you allow Jesus to be your shepherd, He has one thing on His mind from that point on. Does anybody know what it is? It's to get you home. To get you to heaven. To get you, and in between, blessed.
Yeah.
Even in the presence of your enemies, He's going to prepare for you a banqueting table.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Man, Jesus is alive. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Even while we are asleep. And the angels of God are there with us. They are watching over us. The plan is working. The plan is working. The enemy's on the run.
Yeah.
Run him over your house and your property.
Yeah.
Anoint your doors with oil. Plead the blood of Jesus over your house and your property, your job, whatever you're engaged in.
Yeah.
Declare that Jesus is the Lord of your life right then, right there, wherever you may be. Whatever you may be doing, God is there with you to protect you. And you have angels to help with that as well. Aren't you glad? I am really, really glad about that because I have trouble taking care of Jimmy sometimes. Say amen, Jeanette. She didn't blink an eye. Just amen. We do have trouble taking care of ourselves sometimes. But God is the one that can take care of us. You know, if you bought a lawnmower at some place and it malfunctioned, you know, you carry it back and they say you have to send it to the manufacturer. I don't like to hear those words. Do y'all? But you know why? Because the manufacturer built that lawnmower and the manufacturer knows how to fix it. Just like you and you and you. God made us, created us. He knows how to fix us. He fixed a lot of missing and aching parts in here today. He put joy back in our heart. Where's Dana? Dana, the joy of the Lord, your strength. You got your joy back, baby. Claim it for your house. Don't let the devil come close to even your driveway. You run him off of Highway 371 out there. It needs cleaning up a little bit. Glory to God. I had my scripture picked out, Andy, but
the Spirit of God is moving me around here a little bit. So, and I have all of 3 minutes to preach this. And I've been in a Tracy Harris seminar for 2 nights. It takes 3 months to say what he did in 2 nights. But it was all good. I will say this. I want to say 2 things. Number one, we've all heard in our life, the last days. And the devil will tell you, well, you know, you've been hearing that your whole life. Well, that's true. But we are in the last days. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 17. And we'll get it right out of the scripture. Acts 2, 17. This is the day of Pentecost. Peter has taken the pulpit. He's preaching. It shall come to pass in the last days. Everybody say last days. Saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. It shall come to pass when? Well, has the Holy Spirit been poured out? Has the day of Pentecost come? Are old men still dreaming dreams? They're dreaming dreams of what I used to could do. All right, you old timers out there, you better catch up. What we used to could do, yeah, you know. We can do them. We can do all things through Christ. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Are you flesh today? Yes. Well, the Spirit of God's been poured out on you. What happens when something gets poured out on you? We talked about that earlier. The water. You get wet. You are wet. You're drenched. You're immersed in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Be immersed not only in water. Be immersed in the Holy Ghost. Invite the Holy Spirit into you. Say, I want to receive the Holy Spirit in fullness. I want to receive that promise that God gave us, the Father gave us to the church. This is the church's promise. The world can't have this. I said the world can't have the Holy Ghost like this. Jesus is the gift to the world. Holy Spirit's the gift to the church. Amen. We're the church today. I want all the Spirit of God I can get. So, Lord, baptize me right now. Immerse me in the Holy Spirit of God, and I will speak in other tongues. Yeah. Glory to God. It's a beautiful thing, and the devil's made it a wrong thing, but it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Religion says that's old-fashioned. No, it says in the last days, and that was 2,000 years ago almost. We definitely in the last days now. He's going to pour His Spirit out. Amen. Yeah. Does the world need the Holy Ghost today? If ever. So we can say this out loud with all confidence. We are living in the last days. And in those days, God's going to do great things. God's going to do what? Great things. For whom? For me. For us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 60, Doug, please. I'm just going to read this. This is just to show you that God wants to take you to a higher place. Take you to a higher place. I was thinking about that song the other day, Wanda, Higher Ground. Yeah. That used to be our theme song, glory to God. Dennis would play, Wanda would sing, and we had others that could sing, and the rest of us just hummed or did this or whatever. Well, you should have seen us trying to clap together back about 40 years ago. We couldn't even. Well, if we'd have been chewing gum at the same time, we'd have had to have prayer. Because we'd have got hurt. Amen. Verse 1, we'll read down through about through 5. Arise. Now, who's speaking here? God is speaking. Let me say, God's speaking to me. Make it real. Make it real. Arise. Shine. Well, poor old me, you know, my back's hurting, it's raining. I don't feel like I need to go to church today. I need a day off, you know. Glory to God. Yeah, Jesus didn't say that on the cross, did he? He went to that cross. He said his face like flint, said, I got somewhere to go. I got something to do. I want to set my children free. Glory be to God. Now that ought to get us up off the couch, out of the recliner, into the shower. You get the shower before you get in the car, right? Then you get in the car, and then you come to church. Amen. Well, I go every Sunday. Well, what about Sunday night? That's for those that are not here today. What about Wednesday night? That's for all of you. I ain't making many friends right now, Amanda. But it's okay. We need to hear stuff, don't we? Because this is where you come. This is the bread basket. This is where your strength comes together. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000. What could 100 do? There was a day back when Amanda was talking about on Wednesday nights when we had youth. There'd be 100 people here. 100 people. That was on a Wednesday night. During school, 100 people. What happens? Well, we get older. We quit having babies. And time goes on. Adios. But, and we're not going to pray for anything to fix that either. Hallelujah. Abraham and Sarah, they ain't here today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, Amanda said it best. Bring your kids. Bring your kids. We had a youth thing when they had the tent up. We had it all set up. We had a speaker. They went to the Oklahoma school, the Houston school, invited all the kids that day to come that night. And it was, I think, 12 showed up. And they didn't go to either one of those schools. What's going on? I talked to the guy who was over it. I said, Mark, what's happening here? He said, mamas and daddies won't bring them. Oh. And in my lightning fast mind, y'all say amen. Come on, Elizabeth, give me some encouragement. In my lightning fast mind, I said, Mark, he's over the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, right? And they are doing a job that is beyond understanding. They are doing great. Anyway, I said, Mark, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to set up youth meetings. We're going to give you money so you can set up youth meetings. And, buddy, that's what they're doing. Oklahoma had 40 kids saved about 2 months ago. At one youth meeting. That happened in about hundreds and thousands. But see, they're at school and they can't leave. They want to come. They want to be involved. They want to hear about the things of God. They want to be with their friends. But mom and daddy won't bring them. Let's pray for mom and daddy. Get your priorities right. The greatest thing you have is your children. Amen. And the greatest asset a pastor could ever have is his people. And I got the best. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. You should say amen right there. For yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, where are we going? Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. God wants to take us to a higher place. Two. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. It seems like it's here now. And gross darkness the people. It seems now. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. We're going to a better place. The church is coming up. The church ain't going down. The church is going to be glorious, even in the darkness. The Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. People are going to ride by and see. Church is going to be lit up like a Christmas tree. It's going to look like it's on fire. But it's just the Spirit of God there. It's the presence of God, the Shekinah glory of God. Jerry, join with me, and let's get the Shekinah glory in here. Glory be to God. Amen? Every preacher wants the Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. His glory shall be seen upon thee. Three, please. And the Gentiles shall come. That's the unbeliever. Brother Hagin say, you know, we got to stop fishing in our own bathtub. We need to get out. But look, y'all doing a great job. Y'all doing a great job. We have good praise reports about that all the time. Y'all evangelizing wherever you go and wherever you are. Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to the brightness of thy promise. This is a promise of God. Hey, and kings to the brightness of thy horizon. Four, please. Lift up thy eyes, look around and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Verse 5. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea, of the abundance of rain, shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. That's a promise to the church. The world's coming. Are we ready? We better be, because they're hungry. Can we do Psalms 2:8, please? Psalms 2:8, I think I got that right. The Father speaking. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, or the unbelievers, the world, for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Now, I know that's talking about Jesus, but who are you? Who am I? We're the body of Jesus. That promise is for us too. That promise is for Faith Outreach. That promise is for First Baptist. That promise is for y'all's church. That promise is for all churches and everybody that believes. God, he said, ask. Are we asking? Lord, send us the unsaved. We pray for those that aren't saved. Lord God, bless them. Bring them in. And he says he'll do it. He don't have to do a gimmick either. We don't have to have a softball team or a donkey ball game. Even though that would be funny, I'm telling you the truth. Around here, we got some old timers. We'd have to have a prayer line after the donkey ball game. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matt, did God do anything good for you this year? Stand up, please, sir. See how straight and strong he is? Your neck was broken in how many places? How many vertebrae? Just one? He's fused from 4 to 6. It could have killed you, right? But look at you today. He preached the other Sunday. Boy, he did a good job too. Hallelujah. Spirit of his mama got on him. His daddy's in there too. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's doing wonderful, mighty things. Hallelujah. Well, do you feel edified? I do. Glory to God. I could charge hell with a water pistol right now. Lee, you wanna go with me? I'll get you a bigger hot water hose, okay? Let's all stand, please. Be sure to speak to our visitors. Hug Amanda and Jeff's necks, and man, we've got some wonderful memories. But guess what? We're not looking back. We're not going to drive in the rearview mirror. We're going to drive looking at the windshield. What's coming is the best yet. And that's the word y'all got. What's coming is the best yet. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone in this building that right now, Lord God, they look at their own heart and ask a question. Am I right with you, God? Jesus, are we good? Do you feel condemned in your heart about anything? Well, you can fix that right now by repeating this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That he lived and he died. He rose from the dead. I declare that he is now my Lord. Because I ask him to. Jesus, come into my life and save me right now. I commit all of my life to you, Lord. And I declare now, I am saved in the name of Jesus. Now fill me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I've got a little quieter on that one. Fill me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost and fire. There we go. Lord, we receive all of this. We pray for those that are traveling today. We got people coming in from Nashville. We got people going to Nashville. We got loved ones in Orlando today too. Give them all safe travel, Lord. And Lord, let us appreciate fully your love and your companionship with us and with each other. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. All right. Tell 400 people that you love them and you may go.